This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, this is a low blow. Liberal Time magazine columnist Joe Klein, speaking of Hillary Clinton, saying she's our quinoa and kale salad. Nutritious but bland. Here's the odd thing. Hillary Clinton is clobbering Bernie Sanders. She's practically got this thing wrapped up. President Obama, according to the New York Times, quietly telling donors it's time to get behind Hillary, his former Secretary of State. And yet, there hasn't been this sort of winner's glow that usually envelops front runners who pile up victory after victory. Now, part of that is there's been so much media attention on Donald Trump and the Republicans, of course. But there's starting to be some voices like Joe Klein, who has known the Clintons and often written sympathetically and favorably about both Clintons since a cover story he did for New York Magazine back in 1992, that Hillary Clinton has serious weaknesses as a general election candidate. You know, last week's conventional wisdom is that if it is a Trump-Clinton race, you know, Hillary is going to clobber Trump. Of course, the Democrats have kind of a built-in electoral college advantage, and she's the serious one with national security experience, and he's Donald Trump. But now, there's starting to be some journalistic voices that says not so fast. So one of the points that Klein made in his column is that Hillary Clinton is not only the epitome of the establishment in a year when voters seem very turned off to anybody who reeks of establishment, but that she sounds too much like a politician, that she speaks the way politicians spoke 20 years ago, and that her shifting of positions or her bobbing and weaving about just where she stands on issues like trade and issues even immigration and issues like the Keystone Pipeline, where Bernie Sanders has quietly nudged her to the left, that this is what politicians do, and that doesn't help her, according to Joe Klein, who's not exactly some right-winger. Jeff Greenfield, who's a very established political analyst and observer, working for several networks and now writing for Politico, also says that Hillary could have serious weaknesses, at least in part because of her honesty and trustworthy numbers, which have continued to be bad from her point of view, as the lingering effects of email and Clinton Foundation and Benghazi all take their toll. Now, all this could change, it looks to me, if Donald Trump indeed is the nominee and Hillary Clinton, I'm going to call her the presumptive nominee at this point, go at it. It's going to be a very negative campaign as each candidate, both with significant weaknesses, try to basically destroy the reputation of the other. And I think, you know, Hillary Clinton can easily be underestimated. She is a survivor. She is somebody who bounces back. She bounced back, of course, from the loss in 2008, and she will be the first female major party nominee for President of the United States. That's not an insignificant fact, even though some younger women don't seem all that impressed by it. But the main point is that at a time when Hillary ought to be riding high because she is now coasting to the Democratic nomination, there are a lot of people who, even like her, who are starting to develop significant doubts about how she would fare under the kind of rhetorical assault that Donald Trump is certainly going to mount. And those are doubts that she will have to dispel.
Well, that's Howie Kurtz on the doubts of one Hillary Clinton. And, no, you know, and I think that sometimes what happens, you know, guys, you know, in the field of sports, you know, sometimes a team can go through, you know, the first couple of brackets pretty easily and they look good. But then when they're really pressed, you know, then you start seeing the chinks in the armor. And
yep.
I think that
when they're Hillary up against Clinton, a good team.
Yeah, I think, look at Donald Trump is a proven businessman. He knows how to get the message out there, and that's one thing I think people are underestimating is the power of the message. I've said all along, because I've been doing branding all my life, is that in lieu of the message, then you got to spend all kinds of money. I mean, look what happened to the yep. Republicans, to Jeb Bush. They spent all kinds of money. He just didn't have the message to carry the day. It wasn't resonating, and so you're just wasting money. I mean, millions upon millions of dollars. But one Donald Trump, he knows the game. He knows the message. I'm not sure Hillary's ready for it. I think both sides are underestimating themselves. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It is time for America's Money Answer Man. We're talking about Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, I'll tell you, people are concerned, and for many reasons, with this 2016 election, time and time again saying this is the most important election. It seems to be the case every time we come through this cycle, but this one is especially critical. And you have some great insight to share with us in terms of President Trump. What will that do to the stock market?
I think it'll make the stock market plunge for an awful lot of reasons. And I'm not being political here, Bill. I'm just being purely economic. Okay, so let's go through. Let's say that he gets elected, and let's say that his economic platform is fully implemented. Okay, let's just start with that. So let's take it one by one. So on the domestic budget, he would cut taxes dramatically, you know, like huge amounts, hundreds of billions, on both the corporate and the individual side. So immediately, revenue of the government would go down, and he would dramatically increase spending, military spending, hundreds of billions, homeland security. I mean, I've heard estimates that to deport 11 million illegal immigrants would cost something like $300 billion, something like that. These are all rough numbers, but you know, something like that. Building the wall, which Mexico is not going to pay for. You know, I could go through a whole series of things that he's talking about. But the bottom line is the deficit would go up dramatically, hundreds of billions of dollars, if both those things. Now, what he's saying is, if you cut taxes, you'll stimulate the economy, which I agree. I think it would. But it would not stimulate it enough, and not quickly enough, to offset that big hole that would happen. Now, this happened under Reagan, okay?
Right. When Reagan I was just going to say, what's the parallel with Ronald Reagan's administration?
Yeah, so Reagan cut taxes dramatically. Mm-hmm. The deficit went up a lot, and exactly the same thing. He also increased military spending. Now, you could say it paid off because the Soviet Union fell apart, but the result is our deficit went up a lot in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and that would freak out Wall Street right now, okay? If they knew the deficit was going to go up dramatically because of this, interest rates would go up. Who knows what the Federal Reserve would do? But it would be negative for Wall Street. So that's one reason I think the stock market could go down sharply if his policies are implemented.
Well, Jordan, isn't the Fed's hands tied a little bit with already printing, you know, how many trillions of dollars already? So
about $4.5 trillion. Yeah.
Yeah. So how much more could they possibly withstand?
Well, I mean, in Europe, they've gone to negative interest rates. Now, if you had the opposite, if you had the deficit widening, that in general would put upward pressure on interest rates, okay, because the Fed, the Treasury has to borrow at whatever cost it comes. If you have the deficit going up, right now the Treasury has an enormous advantage. They're able to borrow pretty much free. I mean, Treasury bills are at zero these days.
Right, right, exactly.
So that wouldn't happen anymore. So that in itself, if interest rates went up, in itself that would cause the deficit to go up by potentially hundreds of billions of dollars, right? If interest rates on Treasury bills went from zero where they are now to 1%, which doesn't sound like much.
Yeah, right.
That is at least $100 billion. I don't know what the number is, but it's a huge number. Mm-hmm. You're talking about so many, $19 trillion in outstanding debt. So that's the first one. The second one is the trade war. And I think what he's talking about would cause a trade war. We've been through this path before, Bill. Mm-hmm. You were talking about raising tariffs 45% on Chinese imports, 35% on Mexican imports, Japanese. I mean, in general, raising tariffs all over the place if they don't do what we want. Even today, there was a report from China saying, we are not going to be cowed by this. We are not taking this very well at all. Mm-hmm. And Apple's not going to move their factory from China to California. I mean, nicely says that, but not going to happen, all right? Mm-hmm. So the moment that we raise tariffs, they're going to have retaliatory tariffs, which means that trades get hurt on both sides. I'll just give you a recent example, okay? Mm-hmm. President Obama put tariffs on Chinese tires, about $1 billion worth of tariffs, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, the price of tires went way up because that tariffs were passed on to consumers, but the Chinese immediately put tariffs on American chicken that was going to China, which hurt chicken exports immediately, right. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's just a small example of what would happen on a much larger scale.
Exactly.
If you have trade wars, this is the economy is already worldwide slowing, and trade particularly has been slowing. This would just be the death knell of trade, which would be very, very bad for the U.S. economy, and I think that would make the stock market go down.
Does Trump have any credibility in terms of, you know, when he talks about evening out the the trading field to where there is some parity? Is there any room for that right now, or are we just in a...
Well, I think we can do better. I mean, what's interesting, you know, the numbers are all off what Trump says. For example, if you exclude oil, the United States has a $200 billion trade surplus with the world. Oil is where we... And that's gotten better because we're producing a lot more domestic oil.
Right.
So the reason we have these deficits is the amount of oil we import. So that's... But nobody knows that. That's not certainly what he's
talking
about.
We don't want to talk about that. That doesn't feed the agenda. So.
And he also has his numbers are completely wrong. For example, he talks about $550 billion deficit with China. Last year it was actually $387 billion. Okay, and it's been going down to some extent because China's economy is weakening. All right, so his numbers are way off by hundreds of billions of dollars. And let me get to the third reason I think the stock market could go down so sharply, which is I think you'd have tremendous domestic unrest. Mm-hmm. Now, this summer, I think there are going to be riots both inside and outside the convention center in Cleveland. Inside, if Trump is not given the nomination because he doesn't have quite enough delegates and give it to anybody else, I think you literally could have a lot of violence inside the convention center. Mm-hmm. And then outside the convention center, you're going to have every protest you can imagine, and I think there could be violence inside and outside at the same time. Cleveland's going to become known as the city of riots, the way Chicago was for 1968.
I was going to say, it's 1968 deja vu
It is. Oh. That is not good for investors, okay?
Right.
It makes people very cautious and worried and would lose investor confidence. So the stock market would go down on that as well. So those are, those are the three reasons why I think we could be in a major bear market. When you lose investor confidence, if you get into trade wars, if the deficit soars, and nobody seems to be talking about these things, but that's the way I look at it, Bill.
Well, has Trump opened up a door that can't be closed in terms of, tapping into this visceral emotion that is being felt across this country?
It could be changed. I mean, for example, when President Obama came in, he said, when he was being elected, he said he was against trade deals with Korea, Colombia, Taiwan, other places. And when he got into office, he put through all those deals. So,
right.
And he's the sponsor of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, which when he was running against those kind of things. Now, Trump has made such a big deal out of it, it would be hard for him to turn around completely. But often, presidents run an anti-trade platform. When they actually get in there and see what's going on, they turn around and do pro-trade kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I think the TPP would be a very good thing. It's the first time a lot of these countries, and we're talking about 11 countries around the Pacific, Japan, Australia, Chile, Canada, all kinds of places, have made major concessions to open their markets to our goods they have not in the past. And they've put in various regulations to improve labor, environmental, all the reasons they have a big advantage over us. They've at least said in the TPP they would be willing to improve those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the best deal we could get. And Trump is obviously against that. Apparently Clinton is against that as well. I don't know what you could possibly replace it with that would be better, but it's a very worrying circumstance. You do not want a trade war. We've been through this before, Bill. It was called the Smoot-Hawley Act in the 1930s. When the stock market and the economy turned down in 1929, things got worse, so we had this kind of Fortress America view under Hoover, and they put in these very high tariff barriers called the Smoot-Hawley. It immediately plunged the world into a depression because all the other countries retaliated with trade. Roosevelt, when he got in, turned things around and got repealed Smoot-Hawley and started trading again, and it made things better. I thought we'd learned this lesson, but we don't seem to think we learned this lesson, Bill.
Well, we're out of time. Jordan Goodman has been with us, and of course, he will stay on top of this and keep us informed. He's America's money answer man. Jordan Goodman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
As Flint residents continue to face lead contamination in their drinking water, we're forced to think about what may be on our own. While it may appear clean, tap water could contain contaminants such as lead. The makers of Pure Water Filtration Systems have commissioned a study by Environmental Health and Engineering to explore the impact of our nation's aging infrastructure on drinking water. According to Dr. Ted Myatt, a microbiologist with EH&E,
it's important to think about the journey your water takes from source to glass. Once it leaves the water treatment facility, it may be recontaminated with elements like lead, mercury, or pesticides, which can't be seen or tasted. The best defense is to use a certified faucet mount water filter.
These systems are easy, affordable, and ensure your water is safe. Pure faucet water filters are NSF certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99.9% of lead at levels up to 150 parts per billion. Filters last up to 100 gallons of water and should be replaced when the filter light indicator flashes red. For more information, visit pure.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, not only at BillMartinezLive.com, your smartphone, shortwave, over 270 markets across this country of ours.
Thanks for coming along for the ride and being a part of the solution. You know, let's have the conversation. And in just a moment, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. And, you know, we want to hear your input as to, you know, what's going on, what's on your mind relevant to the, you know, last night's Univision Democratic debate. You know, the conversations that continue, and even the debate format. Well, we're going to get into that a little bit more too. So I'm interested to hear your perspective on it, and you know, if there is a better way, we should approach this a little bit differently. I think we're starting to see some positive highlights of what could possibly be in terms of informing the voting public as to the information that we need in order to make an intelligent and intellectual decision. How about that? Well, William Murray is with us. He's the chairman of the Religious Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C. He's been there for more than three decades, been at the forefront of social conservatism, has appeared on ABC, CBS, Fox News, NBC News, has authored hundreds of columns which have appeared online and in print. Bill Murray, as always, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great, great to be back on with you, Bill.
Hey, congratulations on the book, Utopian Road to Hell. I mean, this really opens up a lot of things because I think people, as they're starting to wake up, Bill, are going, wait a minute, how did we get here? I mean, it's like suddenly they woke up and go, what happened to America in the last, 10, 20 years?
Well, this is why this book is necessary, particularly during an election year. It's why I wrote it, because people have to understand what utopian thought is, the whole concept of central planning behind it, how deeply we got into it, how fast, and man, we need to look back further than just Lyndon Johnson, because this goes back, to Woodrow Wilson and Colonel House and the introduction of the income tax that was only supposed to tax the top 2%, but it goes even further back than that. It's further back than Marx and Lenin and the French Revolution. This can be found in Plato's Republic. It can be seen the destructiveness of this central planning a type of utopian thought can be seen in Greece's Sparta. This is a disease that keeps coming up and up and up and up again, where a small group of people think that they can centrally plan and provide for all the needs of all the people, regardless of what those people might want.
Exactly. And Bill, I mean, you know, I'm an empiricist. I say, give me the facts. Let me see where this has worked. If it's worked, I'm all in. I'm with you. But if it's a theory or if it's already been proven, I mean, this is the thing that is so so important about history and why it's so critical that we document history so correctly so that we don't keep repeating these same mistakes. I mean, this is an insane world in which we live in. I mean, the fact that America, 21st century America, is open to embrace a utopian road ideology is beyond me when the evidence has been so clear, just as you cited. When you go back in time in history and you look at it in search and understanding and embracing the truth of the matter, you go, wait a minute, why are we even having this discussion?
Well, absolutely. And one of the big difficulty is, of course, is that we don't have this educationally today. Our idea of history is just what was exposed going on in the U.S. Army is looking at, quote, white privilege, of talking about what was wrong with Christianity, about what's wrong with Judeo principles. We kind of look back as if American history started with LBJ in the 20th century, and colleges have forgotten all the lessons of history. And nobody talks about what happened to Russia and the destruction of Russia and the Eastern Bloc and the millions that were killed in Poland as a result of these experiments. In fact, we even gloss over, take the Pilgrims as an example. They tried collectivism. They came over here, had no private property. It was devastating. They were starving to death and had to return to a free system where people took care of their own plots of land. This is something that doesn't work, and it's important that people understand this utopian thought when we have it bubbling back up to, again, where we have two individuals that have declared themselves central planners. One says they're a democratic socialist, says they're a socialist, and the other one is still in the closet but is actually a socialist.
This is very scary for those of us that see it for what it is. I mean, you know, the curtain is pulled back, and there it is, the Wizard of Oz that we're seeing. But so much of America still isn't quite seeing this yet that, you know, it's deja vu one more time. But again, this is all a result, as you had mentioned earlier. I mean, if you just look at America historically, we had this conversation earlier with Adam Cohen, who wrote the book Imbeciles, the Supreme Court's American Eugenics and Sterilization of Kerry Buck. His latest book, Bill, is that, you know, in the mid-19th century with Darwin's, you know, species theory, you know, on... you know, that on his theory of life and the survival of the fittest, it gave an entrance for people to walk away and turn their back on God. And we have been paying an incredible price since that. It's been a slow creep, but I say slow creep in some regard, but it wasn't but 50 years later that progressives took over our educational system. So is it any wonder our educational system is where it is today?
No, it isn't. And we have seen this, and you're absolutely right. And we have had two themes. You know, one of those is the social Darwinistic attitudes, which oddly enough come from the central planners. So they don't want you know, just the free trade of ideas. They do not want the free marketplace. They want to control all of that. And yet, on the other hand, they propose this system of near social Darwinism in which God doesn't exist. The positions are contradictory, and neither one of those works. But in order to have, there's a reason to destroy God, to get rid of God, to get God out of the society. And that is, if you're going to have a centrally planned government, you have to do away with the natural governments that are in God's plan, which is the government of the family, the government of the church, and God's government in heaven. You have to eliminate those, because God gives us, through Jesus Christ, the freedom of the individual. And you cannot have the freedom of individual, the liberty of the individual, and his sphere of liberty if his, quote, needs are going to be controlled from this a central planning organ that is going to decide what we are. And look at Medicare, just as an example. I know I don't have much time, but right. Bernie Sanders wants to expand Medicare to everybody. Let's take a look at Medicare. Medicare is about to order doctors to use cheaper cancer drugs. They're going to pay them to use cheaper cancer drugs and punish them if they use more expensive ones. There are numerous procedures in Medicare already that are not permitted, that are not paid for, that not are allowed. They're just not approved. Jimmy Carter had cancer all through his body and into his brain, and he has been declared cancer-free in less than a year. Do you really think that he got the Medicare-approved treatments?
Of course not. Yeah, of course not. I mean, and here it is, and Bernie... Yeah, and Bernie Sanders says that everybody should get the same health care. I mean, it's not going to happen.
No, because the elite that run the central planning, the political elites, you know, you've got some of these senators running around that are almost 80 years old, and they're hopping and skipping and jumping fences at the Capitol building. You don't, nobody thinks that those guys are getting HGH that are paid with our tax dollars to keep them young. I mean, this is you know, something that would cost you know, somebody on Medicare, it wouldn't be covered, and they'd have to pay, you know, $1,000 a month out of their pocket to get.
Well, Bill Murray, we need more time, and we need to have you back, sir. I appreciate Utopian Road to Hell, Enslaving America and the World with Central Planning. Ladies and gentlemen, this book is power-packed. It will open up your eyes wide open, and probably more than you're ready for, so be prepared. Bill Murray, chairman of the Religious Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C. Bill, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The editors of Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com, the only vehicle valuation and information source trusted by both consumers and the automotive industry, have named their list of the 16 best family cars of 2016, helping ease the struggle to find the best new cars tailored for families of all sizes. After extensive testing, with a keen focus on safety, comfort, convenience, and fit of various child safety car seats, Kelley Blue Book's experts recommend their choices of vehicles that best meet the needs of today's modern families. Jack R. Nierad, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst, KBB.com.
For 2 weeks' time, we did everything that you and your family might do with a vehicle day-to-day, with a certain sense of what a family needs and wants. Since many of our testers are simultaneously parents of kids ranging from mid-20s to newborn, we drew heavily upon both our family car experiences and our new car expertise to choose this year's best cars for families.
For more, visit KBB.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Glad to get you into my life. Can I do? What can I be when I'm with you?
It is that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Let's get involved in the conversation, okay? Let us know your thoughts because they really do matter if we're going to get this country back on track. All hands on deck, really. I mean, you know, this idea that you can check out because you don't need to be involved. I don't know how. I think that the wave of energy of contention is such that, no matter where you are, the tsunami is coming upon you. So you might as well know what you're talking about and not be like those people that Jimmy Kimmel was interviewing that asked him. Coach Collins is with us. Let's bring Coach on. Hey, Coach, did you happen to catch that that Jimmy Kimmel deal where the man on the street's going out there and asking them about the Chief Justice nomination, Whitey Bulger, what do you think about it? And people actually had a response. I mean, like, hey, they hope that he'll do a good job. It's like, oh, Lord have mercy. Is it any wonder, Coach, is it any wonder the country is where it's at today when people have checked out and they're just, I don't know, they're just not connected with what's happening in our world today. And it's a very dangerous time. And if ever they needed to be connected, it's now, I would think.
Well, they have been trained and programmed by the teachers' unions in the government schools to be more concerned with Entertainment Tonight than the evening news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like we've got to be civilly engaged. I mean, that's at the basis. That's what our founding fathers, saw. It was an active constituency that cared about their government. And, hey, look at, the rules of play would be such that there would be contention, that we could duke it out, so to speak, verbally, in any way, to make sure that you know, this is a representative form of government. But when you have people right now being forced not to participate by threat of lawsuits and what have you, we're continually marginalizing the population of this country to where, you know, who's going to be left? Bernie Sanders?
Well, let's not be too dour. Remember,
yeah,
we won the first revolution.
Yes.
Against the British, with a breakdown that went something like this. There was a third of the colonists were fighting against the British. A third of the colonists were fighting with the British against the colonists. And the remaining third were hiding in their basement with two flags, waiting to see which one they would come up swinging.
Right.
So we won that one. So we're going to win this one, too.
Well, you know, Coach, I'm with you, and I only present the other option, if nothing else, to motivate people to realize, hey, look, you gotta pick a side here, and you've got to stand up and have some courage. And just like our founding fathers did in the first revolution, you imagine the amount of courage it took for them to step out, not to stay in the basement with two flags, but to actually come out and take a stand. And I would, you know, I give a lot of credit, not only for those that believed in the future of America, but even those that said, hey, look, I'm going to get out, I'm going to fight, I'm going to stand for what I believe in, and even if it was, you know, for the British crown, at least you got up and you stood for something.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm proud to say that my eighth great-grandfather was on our side, and with the colonists to win
right.
the revolution.
Well, Coach, I want to talk, again, coachisright.com, that is his website. That's where you go to be in the flow of the know, understand what's going on. Coach is on top of this big time. He's a retired New York City police officer, a member of American Mensa, the NYCPD Honor Legion, and he's on with us every week as we discuss, you know, what is going on politically and happening in our world that is so important for you to understand what's going on. You know, in one of the big headlines today, you say the Democrats are absolutely frightened of Donald Trump, and they should be.
Oh, of course. You know, this situation where the Democrats are very aware of the threat, the political threat and the electoral threat from Donald Trump, and the Republican establishment and the media are saying no, 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 to me is suggestive of the debate over whether or not Star Wars would work. And it was amazing that everybody, the Democrats in the Congress and the Senate and the media and all around the world, mocked Reagan and, you know, this is ridiculous. You can't shoot a bullet and hit another bullet in the air. And you know what? The only people who believed that it would work were the Soviets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they folded. So now you have the only people who believe that Trump will crush Hillary in November are Hillary backers and Democrats.
Well, they see the vulnerability. They see the lies. She hasn't been, you know, look, she's gone up against, it started out with, you know, with four people running for the Democratic nomination. We're down to two. How much firepower and how much challenging is she getting right now with you know, with Bernie Sanders and any other anti-groups, because they've got all their eggs in that Democratic basket. I mean, if she unwinds, I mean, the thing that has them so nervous is that she loses the FBI primary. If she loses that, I mean, you know, you talk about the craziness that could potentially happen with a contested, convention. This would pale in significance to what would happen with the Democrats if suddenly their leading standard bearer is fitted for an orange jumpsuit.
Absolutely, and you got to remember that now the Democrats have two choices: a communist or a felon.
And
to insist that Trump can't beat either one, but Trump could beat a tag team of both of them, because the momentum is with him, and America is just sick and tired of the lies from the Clinton camp and for all these years. And of course, Sanders, you see that even the Democrats are rejecting Sanders because he's just too scary. That's not going to happen.
Right. Well, the thing is, what people fail to underestimate, or they are underestimating, is the power of the message. We've always maintained, you know, Coach, my background has been in branding and broadcasting for many years, and so I'm very mindful of the message. I always say the message carries the day. And this is where Trump has been most effective. He's a businessman. He knows about branding. I mean, he's done it all his life. The Trump name is so well branded. He's got 100% just about name recognition across this country. And it could be interesting to see what it stands for around the world. Nonetheless, I mean, it's off the charts compared to anybody else. He understands that it is about the message. Hillary Clinton, as a politician, has been able to kind of charm her way, you know, come off the skirt, so to speak, of her husband. And, you know, after it's all said and done, you know, you ask that question, you say, okay, what has she done? You know, give me some empirical evidence. Give me, you know, a qualified resume that says this is what she's accomplished. And, you know, you ask that question and you start hearing the music turn up and the dancing begins.
There's no there.
Mm. Yeah, and so you think Donald Trump's not going to attack that? I mean, he's a business guy. Business guys know how to do this.
Of course, and it's just so silly that, Trump can't beat her. Look at all these polls. He hasn't even turned on her. He had that mild little mocking piece that went on Instagram the other day where she was barking like a dog. I mean, you're going to see that, but that's just to get people's attention.
That's just a little hors d'oeuvre, isn't it, Coach?
Right. Where do we start putting Juanita Broderick on? And where do we start putting the victim in the Taylor rape case that was a 12-year-old girl, and Hillary Clinton got the guy a 2-month sentence and laughed about it?
Well, what about Sean Smith's mom?
Yeah,
you put Sean Smith's mom on there with Benghazi in that.
Going to back down an inch.
Yeah, not to mention her haunting 3 a.m. phone call that she challenged one Barack Obama with. We've got more from Coach. This is Bill Martinez live, 19 before the top of the hour.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. It's time for America to stop and smell the sneakers.
Yeah!
Kids from all over the country came to raise a stink in New York City for the National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest. Hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, the competition tests the true limits of sneaker odor. This year's contest was comprised of 6 contestants, ages 7 to 13. Rachel Herz, veteran judge of smell.
You can really sense the amount of pride that these kids have in being stinky. I only wish my sense of smell didn't have to suffer for it.
All 6 competitors really showed us the funky, but only one sneaker could truly take the title of nation's smelliest. Winner Mason Young Hiss from Berthoud, Colorado, was this year's winner of the Golden Sneaker Award. $2,500, a 2-night stay in New York City, tickets to see Aladdin on Broadway, plenty of Odor Eaters products, and a place in the Odor Eaters Hall of Fumes. For more information, visit OdorEaters.com or the Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest Facebook page.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. from the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. Conversation with Coach Kevin Collins continues, the proprietor of CoachIsRight.com. Coach, you gave us a breakdown of the math the last time, and you worked out the calculus. It was very clear as to how Donald Trump gets to the convention. I, like you, you know, there's just too much conversation, and maybe they just do it because it's something to talk about, the potential of a contested convention. You know, we don't see that as win-win, do we?
No, no. Let's start out with a big number that nobody in the Cruz camp and the media wants to talk about. At this point right now, Ted Cruz has to win 87% of the remaining delegates. That's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And I'll tell you why. Last Friday, when Trump was forced to shut down his rally in Chicago, and the media was out there talking to those who took credit for shutting it down. You had a panoply of all of the worst of the left, Black Lives Matter, Bernie Sanders. Interestingly enough, I myself saw an interview with a guy holding up a Bernie Sanders sign saying, yes, I support Bernie Sanders. Yes, I came here with others to disrupt this event. And then Sanders calls Trump a pathological liar for saying that his people did it. So let's get back to Cruz, though. Cruz, the truth is, when I saw Cruz come on, I kind of, my stomach tightened a little bit because I'm not a Cruz fan. I'm a Trump fan. And I thought, Cruz is going to be smart enough to say something like, I don't support what Donald Trump says, but, you know, I'll die for his right of freedom of
free speech. Sure, absolutely. Right.
He didn't. No. Mm. Instead, he blamed Trump. And by blaming Trump, he was standing with all of these Black Lives Matter, Sanders people, Move On, Ayers, Soros. Okay, so now 2 days, 3 days later, you have the primaries. Now, in Missouri, what happened there was, and I'm surprised that more people aren't talking about this, if you look at a map of where each one of them got their strength, their votes, mm-hmm. It was Democrat crossovers that voted for Cruz. in Missouri to try and scuttle Trump. But and they had Trump in red. You couldn't get any redder around the Ferguson, St. Louis area. It was glowing red. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Trump won there in a big victory. In Illinois, kind of the same thing. But let's go to Ohio, okay? In Ohio, it was crossover Democrats that saved Kasich. And when you look at the counties that border Pennsylvania, Trump was very strong there. So, and plus, look, you have Illinois. Illinois is a misplaced northern city, just like, I mean, northern state, just like parts of Florida are misplaced northern areas. Mm-hmm. And you could see what was going to happen. I thought that Trump would benefit by Cruz's political suicide last Friday night, but I had no idea to the extent. I am, what I'm going to tell you now shocked me to no end. And here it goes. Emerson College has just released a poll of voters in New Jersey, likely Republican primary voters, and it shows Trump 64, Cruz 12. 64-12.
Wow.
Because now it's setting in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because the media hates Christie, because everybody else hates Christie, they fool themselves into thinking that New Jersey Republicans hate Christie. Au contraire. Mm-hmm. No, they don't. So Christie must be doing the happy dance this morning because this is his ticket to the Attorney General's spot.
AG's position, yes, exactly.
Oh, 64-12. Mm-hmm. Now, the numbers flow very nicely. You know, we talk about numbers, eyes glaze over because of this, that, and the other. Right now, here's a big number. Between now and June, Cruz can only lose 235 delegates. He gets anything less than that, he's out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Trump is going to win Arizona, Delaware, New Jersey. Those are all winner-take-all states. He will not come away with nothing in Utah. Okay, California and Pennsylvania have kind of the same things. If you win, you 50% or more, you win. What it's going to come down to is that Trump will only need 63 delegates from Wisconsin, Indiana, Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Utah, Connecticut, Rhode Island, West Virginia, Oregon, Washington, and New Mexico. There's mm-hmm. 408 there. Do you think Trump can get 63 of them? You bet.
Yeah. Which of those states are winner take all? Are they all proportional?
Wisconsin is, and I'll tell you what. With the distaste that Ryan is whipping up from, I don't think Ryan is going to be able to help Cruz at all in Wisconsin.
Right.
Montana is a winner take all. South Dakota is a winner take all. Okay, but you don't need it. I mean, proportional states are going to, he's going to do very well.
Yeah, but when you figure in the calculus of the winner-take-all states, Coach, my point is that doesn't that lower that 62% projected number?
Yeah, because it's like a snake getting tighter and tighter around Cruz because now we get to the fact that Cruz's money is going to dry up. Because
yeah, that was the other thing I was going to talk about. Yeah.
On the right, well, right, on the Republican side, is the cheap labor express money. So they're not going to fund Cruz. And the only thing that I can say that Cruz does stand for is shutting down the borders and controlling illegal immigration. That's not what the big money guys want. So they're already beginning to get a little shaky when they look at Ted Cruz.
Well, you got Adelson now saying that he's going to throw some money at Trump. What do you think about that?
Well, Adelson is a political opportunist. I'll take it. The thing is, what money does he give to Trump? He doesn't need it, and Trump doesn't want outside groups, although I think he's going to have to vet these various groups.
when he goes after Hillary, though, Coach, he's going to need that money. He's going to need that PAC money to go after her and really, you know, pound away.
No, I can't disagree with you, Bill, but, you know, you got to remember, too, that once you let that cat out of the bag or whatever it is, that you open that Pandora's box, you don't have total control of the message. Mm-hmm. So if you get some lunatic who's in one of these PACs that starts saying stuff that's embarrassing to Trump, it becomes kind of productive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand it, and that happens with all these PACs, and we know, I mean, by law, Donald Trump doesn't have any say. They can say whatever they want, but again, it's just the barrage and impact, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's about whatever she didn't do, as you say, there's no there as Secretary of State. What she even did as a senator, you know, representing New York. I mean, the people in New York understand this, and I believe that if anybody has a chance of really turning New York a different color, it's Donald Trump.
Trump kills her in New York, believe me. I've seen a report on a poll with very murky comments, like he does well in the collar counties around New York City. What does well mean? Mm-hmm. You know, it means that he's probably killing it by 10 or 12 points. That's right. What it means.
Hey,
but
Coach,
they don't want to say it.
Yeah, let's talk about John Kasich only for a moment here.
Yeah.
And that is that relevant to his, you know, his political credibility. You know, I sense that he may hurt himself in doing what he's doing because he doesn't have the calculus. There's no way. I think somebody did the math the other day, said he had to get 116% of the delegates in order to win the nomination, and all he's hoping for is a contested convention in Cleveland. I think this starts to make, you know, Republicans uncomfortable when people are trying to set this up, you know, because they want an outright win. They don't want to have this kind of contention that, you know, will be all of a sudden now you're having to spend money and resources on justifying your contested win at the convention, that you're really not the true standard bearer of the party, you know?
Well, Kasich is emblematic of the tone deafness of the Republican establishment. They actually fooled themselves into believing that there would be no deleterious effect on Ted Cruz's campaign for what he said. And obviously, now that we have proof, black and white proof, they have to rethink, because all of these places where they were penciling Cruz in for a win or a strong finish, they're all gone. They're all people. They're all gone.
Yeah.
Again, I bring it back to this poll, 64-12. It's not
that's incredible.
64-12.
Well, Coach, we're all out of time. As always, good to have your insight with us. Go to coachesright.com for more information. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 3 minutes before the top of the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.